Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Guys, we just did the moment.
It was insane.
Had Stella Berry, who goes by her government name, Anal Princess. Chad LeBaron, who goes by his government name, Churdleys. Riley Reed, who goes by...
Riley Reed. And, dude, it was insane. We were drinking. We were doing games.
Dude, I mean, nuts.
Stuff happened we can't even tell you about.
We had a special guest.
We did.
A return. But, guys, it is available for the next, I think, 40 days. Go check it out. It's still up. It's a blast. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And if you weren't there, be there for the next one. But also, it's super cheap online right now. It's a
40
great
way. Days.
Watch it quick. Watch a quick little
recap.
The
Jews got lost in 40 days, but you should not.
Go to moment.co/stiffsocks to watch the fun.
Goddamn. Did I ever tell you guys I used to steal rollerblades?
What are you chopping first, ribs or dick?
I would take my ribs out right now and just suck it.
Aren't all pants jerk-off pants?
Well, the women feel too much.
That's the same woman? Man, you ever just look at your phone and see like three voice memos in a row? It's like, get on a podcast.
Don't listen to them ever.
Oh my God.
No, I don't listen to them.
A voice memo is... It's kind of fucked up to put somebody in that position.
It is fucked up.
Because you can't respond. You have no say. I'm like, hey, Michael, here's 2 minutes and 45 seconds of my thoughts, and then you can't interject.
Yeah, that, and I also don't listen. So I'm listening, and I'm not remembering.
Or if I'm listening to a voice memo, and then they go, wait, no, was it? Or they're like, or like they clear the voice, start over. Take two. Yeah, oh wait, what was I? No, there was a cut, take two, run it again.
Cut, write it down.
Write it down.
What is this?
Put it somewhere in the editing software. Chop it up. Get rid of the background noise. Get the dog out. Bow, wow, wow. Cut. Send it back.
Fucking MMM. Stop it. Write it down. I will not listen. I won't remember. Dude, I don't remember your fucking birthday. You think I'm going to
remember your
stupid
name.
You don't remember your fucking voice memo? Not in a mean way, but just fucking. You know what?
Here's what you do.
It's hot potato. It's hot potato for information. You're lazy as fuck, so you don't want to write. That's fine. But now I have to do the heavy lift. You're just taking a shit in a fucking Bed Bath and Beyond, RIP. But you're in the, you know, you're like, so I was thinking, and then I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
No.
There was a guy when I went to the bathroom just now, he was on FaceTime while shitting. That's crazy to me.
It is crazy. No headphones.
Your asshole can't be out in your phone volume, like talking. You can't FaceTime and shitting. Yeah, no headphones.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, yeah, we could just go ahead and those Q2 reports.
You know what's so funny? You know what I really respect? Old people listening to videos in public. I used to get mad. Now I go, you know what? You fought World War I, you're fine. They don't give a fuck.
No.
Full blast.
Rip those hearing aids out and put some AirPods in.
You know what I want to do? I want to put a hearing aid in and just see if my shit's amplified. Like I can listen to people talking like Mississippi.
What happens if you get LASIK? Yes. What happens if you get LASIK but you don't need LASIK?
Dude, you can just see. You can just see pussy. Yeah, women on a fucking bus. You see through the goddamn bus door. The bus driver was like, next stop, move the fuck out the way. I'm trying to see some pussy.
People always say like, I wish I could like X-ray vision.
Yeah.
Like, what if they like did it one too many layers and now you can't even see them naked? You just see their bones. You're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, shot, I got a great vertebrae. Show me your tits.
I can't even see your tits. You don't have a tit bone?
Right. Like, there's a fine line of like, okay, you can see through clothes, and then it's skin, but what if they fuck up and they give you too many layers?
You're right, too.
You're just looking at our heart, you're like, God, you got to start smoking or something's beating too fast.
Yeah, you got to jerk off the ribs.
Yeah, whoa. Did somebody just do that? Did I see a thing online where somebody bought a rib crown? Jared Leto? I'm just spewing information. Don't fact check me. Somebody sold the ribs. Some OnlyFans girl sold her ribs.
Where? Are, honestly, dude, the LA fire should have burned America.
Yeah.
Just to the ground. What's happening?
We
selling a rib? Go to school. Go to school, get a talent. You're selling ribs? What are you, Chili's? I'm crushing.
I want my baby back ribs. Bars.
This is what's annoying about this podcast so far is no one's laughing. Because Trev's had some heaters. I had some heaters. No one's laughing.
I'm just doing research. This is true. Influencer who spent $17,000 to remove six ribs plans to turn bones into a crown.
Dude, ribs are disgusting looking.
Hold on. Dude. Is this really real?
I was going to watch the video, but...
Wait, yeah, play it.
Hold on, dude. Ribs? How many ribs do you have? I think you only have eight.
One thing I will not forgive myself for is not taking more before pictures of my rib removal. Because it's starting to look real, real good.
Have to be careful, but...
So we just don't need ribs? Bitch, bend... Wait, she didn't even... What happened? Hold Why on, did she on, bend over?
Can
wait,
we
wait, not like that, but I want to see her how flexible she is. Wait, if you get your ribs removed, are you allowed to compete in the Olympics?
For
yeah,
what?
It's like a body modification.
Gymnastics. You're more flexible.
Or head.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What?
Hold on. Did she is there a reason why she did this?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it a Marilyn Manson thing?
I got my ribs removed for cosmetic purposes like 3 months ago today. The swelling is still pretty bad. If I drink alcohol, eat too much sodium, or work out, it swells out even more. Right. I still have numbness like in my tummy area and obviously where the incisions are. I'm dealing with a complication right now because I've been sick for like the past week and I coughed and I felt it pop. I think the muscles where the rib was and the muscles that's surrounding it.
But what is the point of it?
Okay, yeah. Can you go back to
pause it?
She said, getting my ribs removed doesn't change the fact that I'm a kind, loving trans girl, she said.
I fucking love this.
It's my money, my body, and I'm going to do what I want with it. Isn't that commercial? It's my money, and I want it now. Rip a rib
mattresses?
Out.
Dude, this is awesome.
So this
she got a cock? I would take my ribs out right now and just suck it.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Dude, I would down my cock like a fucking fish fillet. Good for her, dude. This is awesome. I think you guys are missing the fact that there's still a cock. I'm making myself come 24 hours a day. I said she's going to school. No, she doesn't. School, I'm giving myself head.
Well, we don't know what part of the surgery she might be at. What are you chopping first, ribs or dick?
Ribs. I'm keeping my cock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cock on, ribs off. I'm not a football player. I don't need my fucking organs protected.
It is funny that there's not more guys with just tits for fun. Like you could get jugs for no reason.
That's why trans porn's the best. I'll say it again, and we're not cutting this.
It's so hot in here.
It is pretty hot.
Someone commented, great, you'll be able to suck your own rod. And she said, yeah, so what if I can? So she still has
That's it. Awesome.
This is Michael in 3 years.
Yeah. I'll give myself a year and a half.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Purple hair, sucking my own cock with tits. I'm in.
Wait, so was it to do that or was it to... For appearance wise,
I think appearance. Yeah, right? It's she appearance. Said cosmetic.
Yeah,
because she wants to like the hourglass ribs? Thing.
Dude, that's crazy. That's well, also, awesome. What doctors are here chopping ribs?
Any doctor?
A butcher?
Motherfucker works at Outback Steakhouse.
Dude, there's always something about like when your mom's like, "Oh, I'm going to the butcher." You're like, "Oh, we about to get meated up tonight." You're like, "Oh, we having a meat dinner."
Bro,
you know
my
what
family
mean?
Never went to the butcher. I've never heard that sentence one really? Time out of a parental figure.
Oh, my mom would go to the butcher all the time. Well, not.
Well, you're
all the
time. Almost like a chef.
Yeah, but still, my mom be like, oh, we just got this, or whatever, like ribs, or a tenderloin, or some shit from the butcher.
Well, can I ask you this? Is she going to an actual, like, butcher place, or she's going to, like, a gas station, a grocery store that has, like, the butcher area?
This was a butcher.
That's so cool. I've never been to one.
It's
what I expect in my head, right?
It's the same thing you see in the corner of the store, but isolated.
Are you going to marry a butcher? Because I feel like that's how you get killed. If you're a woman and the guy's like, I'm a butcher, it's like, fuck, dude, you know how to cut everything off.
Fine
me.
Line of like turned on to he might kill me.
I think that is that's why women love watching fucking true crime and murder shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he can kill me, also fuck my pussy good.
There's a guy on TikTok, which we're back. RIP TikTok revived. Bro, Jesus came back 12 hours later.
That's crazy.
Awesome.
How did you feel?
I was like, good, pull the fucking plug.
Yeah, and we both were talking about it. But I didn't, no one cared. Yeah. Or I mean, not no one.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I had a video starting to hit, and I was like, oh, fuck. but that's always been my attitude.
Though, if I had a video that was hitting, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, that's always been my attitude. But then when I went to the app and it was like a black screen, it was like, hey, you can't use it. I was like, oh, fuck, it actually is here. And then the next morning, it was just back, and I was like, oh, all right.
TikTok is the only app that I scroll for pleasure. You guys know I don't really scroll, but like, TikTok is just, the algorithm was so great for like golf shit and like NBA stuff that I was more upset that I couldn't scroll than I was that I couldn't post.
Ah.
And I honestly, it's just you're a prisoner of your own experience, right? So like in my head, I'm like, a video for me hasn't hit in like 4 months or 3 months or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But to your point, if my shit was going the fuck off, I'd be upset.
Yeah. Yeah. I do use it a lot to search. That is like yeah. Secondhand Google a lot of times.
That's what Jack does. Literally, he'll go to TikTok before, if we need a question answered, he'll go to TikTok before Google.
Yeah, my brain was so cooked, like once I read like, oh, this is banned or whatever, maybe like 2 minutes later, I press it again.
Oh, I did right, too. I did too.
Yeah, 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 refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. 100% I did.
Let me turn my phone off real quick.
Yeah,
yeah, let me take the ribs out.
It's back. Yeah, very funny. I mean, it's, the world is so funny to me where it's like all these people are just making videos like, if this is the last time I ever see you, I'm like, do you guys really think the U.S. is going to fumble that much money of a bag like that?
No, they're not.
It's the biggest app in the fucking world.
No, they're taking our data. Ooh, take my fucking data.
Have it.
Have it.
Have it. People on RedNote were making their handles, their social security numbers.
What are you talking about?
People were like, if you're going to take my data, do it here. Here's my socials.
Dude.
I don't know what does my social security number do?
Dude,
is that my verification badge?
It's for everything.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Do you want mine?
I'm okay.
44.3.
Go ahead, keep going.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you
what
know
does
it,
what does it do?
Do you
yeah,
know
of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you not know yours?
No, I remember the moment that I had to learn it, and I was like, this is bullshit. And then I just learned it. And
I confuse it for my license number a lot.
You know your license number?
I do.
Wow. I never Here, learned.
You say your social, and then we'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Editor note. Keep it in.
No. There's no way. But it's for everything. It's literally like your most like prized thing. But I will say,
so we're just a barcode?
But here's the thing. If you know someone's social security number, it's like you can't really do anything with it because you need so much other information to do. Like you can't just like get a credit card with a social security number. Like you need other information. Or
it's
am
funny
I wrong?
The guy who doesn't, right? He yeah. knows somebody's number, but he doesn't know what to do with it. He goes to like a Range Rover dealership, like, give me the car. Put it on his number.
Yeah.
Put it on his socials. What? We need a Visa. You didn't hear me.
Goddamn.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Goddamn. Did I ever tell you guys I used to steal rollerblades? I used to take people's credit card numbers and buy rollerblades.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
In,
I mean, I was fifth grade. I used to hang out with people who were like 4 or 5 years older than me. They would kiss me. No, I used to.
Are they wearing joggers?
I think it's so funny after 5 years just to come out and say that bad things happened to me.
Wait, what do you?
Yeah, but my buddy.
What? Rollerblades?
Yeah, that's what. Dude, I was
you would
really,
steal
really
rollerblades.
Roller well, I would use people's credit card numbers and put them into.
In fifth grade?
Yeah, fourth and fifth grade. I was a monster, bro.
You knew credit cards back then?
Yeah, I was a monster.
Wait, I'm so lost.
I would I would call with someone's credit card and have a voice.
How would you
like
get their credit card?
My buddy. I can't say his name.
Why?
Would just have credit. He would just have credit card numbers. And the funny thing is, I don't know actually how he got them. But I know he got a bunch of credit card numbers. There's a way to do it. You can just like bundle credit card numbers together.
How do you feel when like I like called for a pizza recently? It's like, hey, can I get this over the phone? And they're like, oh yeah, what's your credit card information? I'm like, do you? I
feel every time.
Every time I say it over the phone, I'm like, is nobody gonna tap this? I'm in public. I was in New York. I was like, eight. Like, it feels crazy to say out loud. And then they're writing it down. I'm like, oh, on what?
Well, that's the.
Can we get a name, please? Trevor, what's your last name? Wallace? Oh, bitch. All right. We have Trevor Wallace and credit card information. About to go run up some rollerblades. You bought rollerblades.
Yes.
And you have a mustache. Are you Freddie Mercury?
Am I Freddie Mercury? Yeah. Okay. I would love to. I would rollerblade all the fucking time. It's the only thing. I just loved it so much.
You would risk going to jail over rollerblading.
Well, dude, when you're in fifth grade, you don't even know the jail exists. And then you go, ah, fuck it, whatever, I'm 12. What are they going to do?
So how many pairs of rollerblades did you have?
Two.
So you ordered two. Twice.
I did it twice.
Wow.
You said it like you would do this like every Tuesday.
No, I mean, you can't do it more than that. Dude, we would get, we would order them and then send them to two houses down from
About your different address shit.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's where I got it from. But yeah, two houses down, and we'd be like, it was like whatever, seven business days, whatever. So on the seventh day, we would just fucking run out of school and just hawk that bitch down and just and we would like sit on the other side, just acting like we're doing something, just waiting for the UPS driver. Dude, it was highly illegal. We were losing our minds. It was kind of
very bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I got the K2 backyards. K2. You want to Google those? Fucking K2 backyards. Dude, if I look at those, I'll get hard. I love them so much.
Do you still rollerblade to this day?
No. I have some in my trunk, but I never use them. Yep. You saw them.
I use them. So how often do you...
jerk off?
No, like could you like shred on those, like grind and everything?
Yeah. Oh!
Damn, they're dude, $200 used?
What?
They're $200 used? How much did you buy them?
They were probably about $300, but I think these are so...
So you could
these
like
are so
those.
Old. Oh, yeah. But these are so old, bro, that I they're like probably nostalgia now. Oh my God, can you zoom in? Oh my God. Those are not the colors I had, but oh fuck.
That's crazy. You would risk like that's what you're gonna risk it for.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna see it on Xbox or a PS2 or 3, whatever.
Dude,
that's
just all about sports, man. I barely played
sports.
Sports.
Yeah, this is
what the hell?
This is in the X Games, man. You never watch aggressive skating in the X Games? It was so fun.
I can't say I did.
Really?
No.
You're too busy paintballing with your fucking loser friends.
Yeah, I was in a different realm of sports. I was sports adjacent. Hold on, I gotta fix my pants.
Just rip them off.
Hey, jogger.
Get the joggers, the JO joggers. Did I tell you guys I peed in the wrong the woman's restroom recently?
I mean, the fact that we didn't start with this is crazy. Go ahead.
Dude, Miami Airport.
Okay.
Headphones on.
Head.
I'm not in the right mindset.
What were you listening to? A Hitler speech? What do you mean? Why were you right in the mindset?
No, it was a Tesla podcast. Yeah, same thing. I had headphones on. I think it was probably listening to Future. You're in Miami.
Dude, I'm so sorry. This is going to not add anything. Every time I'm in the airport, I listen to Future.
Something about rap in the airport. You're like, hell yeah.
There's something about it. Yeah, fucking yeah. Purple drink, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Idiot, okay, sorry.
Whore.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yep.
I saw Future in Miami. He was
really?
Getting
I
out
saw
of the car.
Past. Do I have to leave?
He's getting out of a car, iced out, three cops around him.
Cops?
Cops. Dude, he is like, but like security guards.
Oh, his security, not oh actual cops.
No, there's just like three security guards around him. Ice, it was night out. No lights were on him. Ice shimmering.
Really?
Dude.
I want to be him so bad.
Oh my God.
How do you think his dick is?
Tasty?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
He's probably got a hog and a half.
I bet you he smells incredible.
Yeah, he got that butcher hog.
Yeah.
Probably does kind of smell like Bora Bora. Like an islandy.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like if you like listen to his ear, it'd just be the ocean.
Or just like a, like low humming, like seven of four, bitch. All right, I'm in the Miami airport.
Miami airport.
Headphones on. I'm not in the right headspace. I walk into a bathroom. You know what's funny is every sign that this wasn't the men's restroom occurred to me, but I never once clocked it.
Got it.
I walk in and then. Airport bathrooms always have two sides, right? Usually it's stalls in one and urinals in the other.
Yep.
I walk in, all stalls.
Okay.
I go, oh, must be the shit area.
Yep.
Guess is where people are shitting.
Yep.
It's Miami. Maybe we're doing a lot of cocaine in here. Yep. Right? I walk in, nothing clocks that. I walk into the stall. I don't close the door. And I'm standing up.
You
peeing.
Don't close the door?
I don't close the door because
oh, you could have went to jail three times.
Yeah, 100%.
Florida, death penalty.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Dude, so I mean, and this is 1,000% all my life true. I don't know what's going on. I didn't clock it. I walk in, the toilet's oddly low, and I go, okay. Then I look in the bathroom, and it has a little trash can next to it. I see a trash can next to the bathroom. I don't even clock it. That's like where tampons would go.
Do they have an actual trash can?
It's like a little one that's attached to the wall.
Oh, it is attached.
Yeah, it's like a little rectangle to the wall. Okay. I pee. I don't realize I'm in the woman's restroom until after I turn around. And right as I'm done peeing, I turn around. A girl walks right past me, and I go,
no.
Oh, fuck. I get so hot.
Of course.
So immediately, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I dart out of there. And then I walk past my gate. I'm panicking. I'm like, is this illegal?
Following you, yeah.
And then I just walk like three gates. And I'm sweating.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even have a jacket on, but like I could just feel layers of sweat. And then I just sat there. I was like, is that illegal? If I walk past that, I'm going to be like, hey, there's that pedo that tried to use a woman's restroom.
I don't know if you'd be labeled as a pedo.
Hold dude, on. You don't understand. Like, I was peeing, like stall open. So somebody walking by sees a man standing,
sir,
with the door open.
Can I ask you a quick side question? When you walk into the men's restroom and all the urinals are taken and you use the actual stall, do you leave the door open like that?
Sometimes. The door was already open, so it's not like I like opened it and then closed it.
Oh, okay.
It was already open. So
that is different.
It was like a pit stop. I just walked in. It was like a dick stop.
That is different.
But I didn't clock. You know what also was funny is when I walked in, since it was all the stalls, I saw somebody's feet that were like not touching the ground.
Yeah.
Like this, like on their tiptoes. And I was like, haha, short king.
Yeah.
That was a girl.
I didn't know Michael was in here. Yeah.
Good. It was literally a girl.
Yeah. Taking a poop. Or pee.
God damn. Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh. Better get Maaco.
Goddamn.
I had no idea. I was fully in the woman's restroom. Not even like, oops, accident, walked out. Fully in there, dick out, pissing.
I wonder if it is, it has to be illegal. Like, it definitely has to be illegal.
I don't know if that's illegal stealing, you know, rollerblades, but it's up there.
The crazy thing is, it like might be a felony.
Yeah.
Like, it might be like, you're taking your dick out. In front of women.
Well, it wasn't in front of women, but women were in the area.
Right.
Yeah. Secondhand cock.
What do you do if you're a pedo and you have to go to the bathroom?
Open your mouth in a urinal.
It's specifically illegal in Florida.
Really?
Yes. They have an anti doing that.
Bill. I think they probably would have read the temperature. And if I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. I was running
I'm
late for
horny.
A flight.
Horny. You're just telling yourself.
So I just wonder how illegal that was, or like,
no, nah, I mean, if yeah, I think you would have been fine, right. But
oh my,
but
yeah.
That's dude, I would have freaked out just like that,
yeah.
And the walk past the gate is 100% what I would do because in my head, there's someone behind me,
yeah,
so they can't know where my gate is.
I felt even weirder walking past my gate, then I'm staring at my gate, then I walk back to the gate.
Uh huh.
It was so funny that I didn't register that at all.
How did it smell in there? Probably good, yeah. Not in a sexual way. Just any woman's restroom I've ever walked in when I'm like,
it was a little cleaner.
When the dude's bathroom, like at a club, whatever, like all the individual ones. Sometimes like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going in this individual. It's a woman's, I understand, whatever, but it's individual. It doesn't fucking matter. I walk in there, dude, and it is like a rainforest. It's like, they got a calm app playing. There's like candles lit. Everything's organized. Nothing's wet.
How many
Everything's
women's
fine.
Restrooms are you going in?
I've been about 25.
All right.
Dude, I honestly, signs are only signs. You can disrespect them. You know it says women's bathroom? Fuck you. How about that? How about fuck you? How about they're all individual and this is America?
I just removed my ribs. Get me in there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny to me that I didn't even clock that it was a woman's restroom until I saw a girl in there.
What do you do? This is a real question. What do you, and maybe this is a John question. John, do you have
two girls?
Two, yeah. Great. Oh, what boy. Do you do if they got a pee-pee or you got a pee-pee?
I have to go to a guy's restroom because obviously I can't go to a woman's, but yeah. my girls are getting older where they see the toilet and they're like, hell no. They'll like see how it's fucked up and shit and they'll be like, hell no. And then they'll go with their mom. They'll wait the whole
time. Oh, but if you're by yourself.
But if I'm with them, yeah, if they have to go, they have to go.
But let me ask you this. How mad are you when you try to go to that family bathroom and it's fucking locked? Because I'll tell you what.
You be shitting in there.
Oh, dude, I'll be shitting. Not only shitting, I'll be fucking.
I'll be shitting in the breastfeeding
I'll be
pump one.
Editing. Yeah. Like, not editing, you know what I mean? But I'll be like taking a shit and watching videos. I'm there like way too long.
You use the family one?
Oh, 100%. Because it's the only individual one.
You put a sign on the door that says, I didn't have a dad.
100%. So I belong in here. But I will say, when I have kids and someone's in the family fucking bathroom, I'm waiting and I'm seeing. Because if you don't have fucking kids, I'll kill you. Maybe I gotta start internalizing that and respecting you as a parent. Because that's gotta be weird as shit. Because you gotta pee, then you gotta take your little fucking girl. That's disrespectful. Your little beautiful girl. Maybe that's too much. Sure.
Might be worse, especially with a mustache. Not helping. Your beautiful little girl. Yeah, I'm gonna wait for you guys outside of the bathroom.
Yeah.
That better be yours or else she's mine.
Yeah, are there cherries on your panties?
What the right. fuck?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Huh?
What's that mean?
You gotta have a mustache to understand
it. Yeah. You guys don't understand.
Get a Duolingo for mustaches.
That's gotta be nuts.
It's usually like middle-aged women that take the family restroom by themselves.
Oh, so like,
yeah,
good.
I've waited many times. Yeah, and I always curious.
Yeah.
It's always older.
The fuck? Gender neutral ones are usually pretty pretty empty.
How do you guys feel about the kid urinals? Do you guys ever use them?
Sometimes I do it and then I realize it's too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you pull up and you're like, ah, this is the kid's one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it makes you feel taller.
It's the only one I can use.
You do feel pretty alpha. Yeah, hell yeah. Take it, bitch.
Yeah.
All the way down there.
Yeah.
The pee is traveling far. It's like free falling. It's like, whoa!
It's like bungee jumping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Whoever invented those, what are the little urinal cakes? They need an award.
Yeah.
You just pee and clean. It's great. It's a great invention.
I kind of want a urinal in my house. How come nobody has them?
Hold on. I didn't say this. My girlfriend's dad's best friend, he's a bachelor, did very well for himself, has a beautiful home in Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah. You told us about the house.
The house. Urinals.
It's great.
Three bathrooms, three urinals. Genius. I mean, and the funny thing is that he told me is he had the two guys coming in there to install it, and he had to stand in front of the urinal so they could measure
for the height.
For the height. That's so fucking funny to be like, higher. I need to lower. Sense.
Yeah, but you can just buy them. Like, why not?
Yeah, they're really not that much money.
What's the cleaning process? Is it harder? A black urinal is kind of cool. Pretty Rico Suave. I kind of want a urinal.
But then at that point.
But what's the difference?
What do you mean?
What's the difference between that and a toilet in your house?
You don't have to worry about like the toilet seat. You can just kind of pee wherever you want.
How's the clean process? Do you have to buy the little funnel cakes or else
probably, the place will
smell like shit?
Probably. See, the thing, I don't think the price.
See, my cat's so dumb, he would sleep in there. He'd be like, oh, hell yeah, new hammock.
Gigi would be like, where's the food at? But I don't think it's the price of the urinal that gets pricey. I think it's the install.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to have the right like pipes and shit. And it's like, I feel like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, at that point, just use your shower. It's the same thing.
It's really, honestly, I hear you. It's not a bad point.
Yeah.
It's really not a bad point.
Valid.
Like, I think it would be better to install a bidet than a urinal.
Dude, I went to some like after hours party in LA at like 4 a.m, like maybe 2 years ago. And it was in a house, but they like turned it into a bar. And the bathroom was just a shower. There was no toilet. Whoa. There was a line of people waiting to go pee, and it's a shower.
But there, hold on.
No shits.
It's really
everybody's odd. On cocaine and ketamine. Hold it.
Hold on.
Yeah, no. Do like that literally, exist? I have a photo of it somewhere. I can find it.
I've
but
never.
But there was a roll of toilet paper next to it, like it was a normal thing.
And there was nowhere to pee.
Just a shower.
That's awesome.
But how does a girl like the girl just squatting?
I think if you're on enough drugs, your bladder is on autopilot.
Yeah, I feel like you're on enough drugs. Like, it's almost like you're welcome. I'm waiting in the line for the shower.
Yeah, your bladder's rolling. It's like
100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pee on your coffee table.
I don't know. But if you've ever been at like a Coachella type thing, you're like there for like 8 hours. Like, I haven't peed once yet. Where's all this liquid going? But you're so dehydrated, your body's using it.
It is weird because the limited amount of times I've done Adderall, I don't pee.
Done Adderall's a hilarious sentence.
What?
Done Adderall.
What do you
That's
say?
Like saying you do alcohol. Like, it's just so like, it's everyday level stuff for so many people.
How would you say that sentence?
Taken sounds more like, oh, I took an Advil. But saying done Adderall makes it seem like it's like this like high level drug.
Yeah, hold on.
It's like, dude, I went to the desert last weekend. I did so much Adderall. Like you should change Adderall with like Molly.
Taken?
A few times I've taken it.
Yeah, you're right.
Done
sounds like you fucking snorted it and you killed someone.
Well, it sounds like a drug. Like, oh, like, you know.
It is funny because Adderall to me is a drug. Because I haven't really done drugs. So to do,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was
but people with drug addicts that are listening right now are like, this pussy.
This loser. Yeah. Absolute
fucking loser.
Take
that mustache off, you cop.
Yeah. I should arrest someone. But I don't pee on it. Nine hours, ten hours,
and when
zero
you do,
pee.
Dick game, small.
What the fuck?
Adderall dick is hilarious. That's when I use the kid's urinal.
You have to.
I look down and go, yeah, this fits.
It's a scale.
This is a 1 and 2 right here.
God damn.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh. Better get Maaco.
Goddamn. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What? I saw it and I was like, this is AI. What's happening? Do we know? Was this a bit?
I think he's just like kind of autistic and doesn't know how
he's
to
definitely a little autistic.
Parts.
Play it.
Like he can do a rocket, but he doesn't know how to move his body.
Do a rocket's crazy. It's take a rocket. I'm crushing.
the elections, they come and go. Some elections are, you know, important, some are not. But this
he talks
one,
like if a dog became one, a person.
This one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
But the craziest part is the crowd kept cheering that he did it again.
My heart goes out to you. It is thanks to you.
Yeah, pause this. Here's the thing. There's going to be so many conspiracy theories, I understand. I think this guy is a dork.
Right.
You know, and dorks don't, like, there's no,
yeah.
You ever, like, shook, like, a true dork's hand? And no disrespect, I fucking love dorks, but you ever shake it, they don't know, they don't, everything's like.
Or you go, like, dap in their, like, their hand, like, you just grab fingers.
Grab fingers,
just, like,
it's all, like, slimy, you know what I mean? Yeah. They walk in a little weird, it's like.
It's like if a nerd was like, do a touchdown for the first time, like, what is the symbol? He'd be like.
Yes, it's just. There's the eye hand coordination's not great.
Yeah.
So I think this guy.
He's trying to do something for the first time ever that he didn't know.
Correct.
Yeah.
This guy has no idea. Or this is the start of us being in trains.
Not good.
Not good.
Well, whatever it was, it wasn't fluid. Thank you. Huh? No, I got it. I got it. I heard it. Just cover this part up when you say it next time. It just wasn't fluid. It just like it felt like
he's a dork. He's a true dork. Like he doesn't know what he's doing.
And then he did it again.
Can you imagine him dribbling a basketball? A nightmare.
And I'm not backing this up at all because I think he's nuts. Great cars, insane man. Actually, I like him. No, I don't. Maybe if I ever meet him, what's up?
It's the most diplomatic way to say good, anything.
Good. Sure. but like, that's a lot of pressure right there.
For sure.
And I will say, and to, you know, make this about myself because I love doing that because I have a big ego and I'm sorry for doing this, but when you're around that many people, you kind of like, you forget like what to do with your hands and all that. Yeah. Like I recently, for the Rams game, I got to, in front of like 70,000 people, like, do this thing where you say it's time to rampede and you just get excited. I watched the video back. I kept doing this with my hands and I look like a fucking idiot. Yeah. And I watch it back and I go, what am I doing? So there is a part of that where maybe he is like, I was just nervous.
Yeah. For dude, petrified.
Yeah.
Like that speech, like you lose body, is going to be watched by probably billions of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, he's got to be careful. And so he's probably freaking the fuck out. But I don't know what he was trying to do is the problem. Like, where was he?
I think they were saying it was like from the heart to you guys.
Yeah, if you point out that finger, it's fine. It's the four
ET fingers. Phone home. You were about three fingers off from, you're about three fingers off from really pissing off some Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, not great look.
Did he put the finger out?
No, he
was. No. He went,
it's like a limp hand. It's like,
I don't.
Pause it on it.
So,
well, then he does it again. But it's not like we ever do that in America anyways. It's not like this is like some a tradition.
No, maybe was he trying to do like the thing where he's like, man, like just.
Pretty much. But like, from my heart to you guys.
Yeah. Oh, but you got a point. The point and not straight.
Well,
the point's great. This to you. I mean.
No, but I've never seen that in America. And if never. I do see it, I am running and I'm probably in West Virginia.
He's a robot, dude. He's not a real person. He's a Roomba with legs. This guy's not real. Guy literally believes that we're all in a simulation. And she's not. I mean, that is atrocious, dude.
Thank you.
It's just, for making it happen. It's just not a good look.
Thank you.
He's also not doing a speech.
It's so hard.
It's awful. And then again.
Then he doubles down. I think he probably was trying to think about what do presidents do, like salute. His presidents always wave like a. I mean, the presidential wave is so stupid.
Damn, bro.
It's like not we always great. Say, there's that like middle ground of if he goes even higher, it just looks like a wave.
Dude, if this was in like, you know when you gotta claim that you're not a robot when you're like buying tickets? If it was like, pick the eight Nazi symbols and that was one of them, you're gonna pick that.
Yeah.
On CAPTCHA, you're gonna pick that.
Yeah. This is.
Do you guys see Melania's outfit? One of the worst fits I've ever seen in my entire life. Hat?
I saw someone say Melania hat? Is hot or whatever. Hat? I didn't see it, no. All I know is Melania came up with a coin too, and it really pissed me off.
Yeah, and I bought it, and this? I got dumped on hard.
You bought the coin?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like Trump. It wasn't. Got killed.
But this hat, this is something you wear to mourn the loss. And the hat was so big, he couldn't even kiss her. He got cock-blocked by the brim.
I think that was the point. Dude, she literally looks like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, it
she looks like a Mortal Kombat character. She takes the hat off and throws it, and it's an actual metal hat.
Yeah, like a really shitty detective that goes, huh, she? Yeah, that guy on the right. What is that? Spy versus spy. Absolutely. Somebody said it looked like the Pizza Hut logo. That made me laugh. It's just like, no, nobody wanted to check. Nobody wanted to be like, let's go something more patriotic. Wear a fucking Waffle House t-shirt and call it a day.
I mean, this is just atrocious. It is really, really, really bad.
It's like you're mourning the loss. Jill Biden should have been wearing that.
You know what's funny? No, Jill Biden. Oh, actually, yeah, Jill Biden's pissed. She's not. But I will say, is this Melania? Did they dress her like this so they didn't have to see the full face because she is not a real person and she probably died like 6 months ago? Killed her. She's in the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay right now. Look at that. Is that really her face? Is that really her nose? That's not her. Look at that. Wow. That's really not her.
Yeah, you're tweaking.
I'm not tweaking. I don't think she has ribs.
Goddamn.
Cars today are built to last, but
how they look is up to you, and that's where Mako comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Mako has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Mako, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Mako today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Goddamn.
Yeah, well, pull up the video of Mark Zuckerberg peeping game. Zuckerberg, to me, is getting cooler every day. I love this guy.
Dude, I listen to him.
This guy's going to be in a Nelk video tomorrow.
I listen to him on Rogan. I'm in. This guy's cool as fuck.
He has the best apps.
Yeah, he does. The best apps.
I love Instagram.
I love Facebook.
Meta?
WhatsApp's cool as fuck.
WhatsApp? He owns WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Oh, so he gets foreign hoes.
Yeah.
If you're texting somebody on WhatsApp, I'm like, oh, you're paying for vagina.
You're paying for vagina, you're selling drugs, or you're selling little kids in Wayfair cabinets.
Yeah, nobody's on there just like, hey, what's the homework?
No, hey, no one's saying, hey, what's up? No one.
What's up? Here's an invoice for throat. WhatsApp. Commercial.
Dude, prostitutes they send invoice for throats. That's awesome. Let me invoice you for my cootie.
It's awesome.
What a cool job. All right, what else
Pull
we have?
Bob Zuckerberg peeping game.
Oh, yeah, what is this? Holy shit. Marcus.
Go back. Oh, he doubled down?
No, I think that's a rewind. That's a rewind. That's a rewind.
No, he goes there.
One.
And then he gets a second sneak peek.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Do you ever smell something that's really bad and you go, oh, there's dude, that smells disgusting. And then you go. And you get a second whiff.
Yeah.
He got a second glance at them. Fucking presidential knockers.
Who is this? Oh, is that
peepers.
Oh, that's who is Bezos' that? Wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy Toledo.
And he was right there talking to him.
But Bezos seems like a guy who goes, yeah, get another glimpse on me.
Bezos seems like a guy that he would be in the corner watching Mark just presidential. Fucking trail his wife in half.
So her bra was out during it.
Everything was out. I mean, this is the most.
Talk about a prime rack. Talk about some prime ribs. Ribs, same episode. I'm fishing here. Somebody. Oh, no. Oh, is that's his wife?
That's his wife. Pissed. Right next to him.
Pissed.
That's insane. Ooh.
Dude, here's the thing. He's been doing martial arts so long, he's got a lot of testosterone. I mean, when you have that much tea inside you, sometimes you got to, like, peruse. And he perused. What an alpha move to do that right in front of him.
Wow. Yeah,
his stock
like, I have
up.
More money than you, and I beat your ass, yeah. And I look at your wife's boobs. What's up?
He has more money than Bezos? There's no way.
No, I don't think so. Is Zuck even in the top five anymore?
God, that's tough, man. Wife did not look happy.
Which one? Oh, Zuck's wife?
Zucks.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be either. I would be upset.
Yeah, what do you do?
Divorce? If I'm Zuckerberg, I'm wearing fucking sunglasses all the time. The meta ones.
Yeah,
so we're going to watch porn. Everyone's like, so what I think about Q1? Q1, I'm watching this girl's cootie getting fucking blasted in half by a 2x4.
Bob the Builder.
He's the third richest man
Zuck?
In America. Yes.
And Bezos too?
Yes.
Wow. But what is the difference?
Bezos is 245, Bill.
The combined net worth of the inauguration was something crazy. It was like $4 trillion or something. 4.6 trillion.
And Zuckerberg is 217, Bill. But I think after this, Zuckerberg's stock's going up.
After looking at this?
Yeah.
It might go down because it might be a divorce. It might be in half. Wow. Problem.
Wow.
I mean,
isn't that crazy?
What's up?
As a wife, you got to look at your man and be like, do I love this man more than 115 Bill? That could be mine.
Yeah. I don't love anything that much. Nothing.
But also, if she's divorcing him over like glancing at boobs, we're all screwed.
What do you mean?
Like every one of our girls are going to be like, if a billionaire can't look at boobs.
Yes, but no. Mark Zuckerberg is worth $215 billion.
Yeah, so I can't look at boobs, and my net worth is one.
Bill?
One.
What if we found out you had $1 billion? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You got to do it a little better than that. Dude, I think we're failing to remember that these guys were the dorkiest, dweebiest, fucking idiot losers their entire life, and then they get handed the world. They don't know what they're doing. Elon Musk just became Hitler for 3 seconds. He has no idea what's happening. Mark Zuckerberg hasn't been outside in 3 years. His wife's a robot. Bezos looks like a walking penis. His wife is a fucking sex robot from Russia. Yeah. No one knows what's happening.
I love it.
I do love it, but we're analyzing these people like they're real people.
Mark Zuckerberg
literally has a USB in his asshole. He's not real. When he goes to sleep, he charges. He's not a real person.
But it's awesome.
It's not
terrifying, but it's awesome.
I'm not shitting on them at all. I'm just saying we can't analyze them as real people.
Right.
Oh, looking at his boobs. He's not looking at his boobs. He's looking down so he doesn't get fucking sun in his eyes because he didn't put on his retina contacts. He's not a real person.
Yeah. I think.
Guy who doesn't want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg doesn't get his Meta thing now.
I love Meta. I'm Meta's biggest fan. I drive a Tesla. I'm boys with all of them.
I got really lighted.
I was just trying to think. I just feel off because I've been a little sick. I was just trying to think of jokes on any of it. But to your point, I think Elon's hand raised, and I don't want to back this up at any, but it feels just like an excited kid, like a dog. That's his tail. I think he was probably rock hard when he did this.
Yeah,
I think his whole body was like, whoa. He probably came when he did that.
He's a loser. They're all losers. I'm a loser too. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I had friends growing up. They didn't. Their friend was a computer.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
He named his son the same thing.
Yeah.
Computer.
Control, delete. Speaking of an actual real person, did you see this Theo Vaughn thing?
Theo phones, sure.
Where were they?
So, like, there was the inauguration where the billionaires were. And then I think they put everyone else that was invited, like, in a separate room. That they could watch on a TV.
Oh, so they
would
weren't
you
even...
go to this? I mean, it's great networking, but what do you?
I'm not going.
No halftime show. Who's singing at the half?
See these
Wu-Tang. What are we doing?
These are the parties that you go to, and then the after party after these is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life. It's like iguanas getting their cock sucked by cockatoos. You're like, what is even happening? Everyone's in pudding. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like Diddy is like, oh, look at my freak off. After the inauguration party, they look at Diddy like, oh, that's a cute fucking little, like a little kid party, pun intended. They, after this, a party after this, you think they're just taking shots at the
inauguration suck off?
No, they're going to the fucking Bronx Zoo and fucking a hippopotamus for fun.
Where was this?
At DC, man.
But at the White House?
Oh, good point. I don't know. Where was
probably.
It?
Probably.
It wasn't at the White House. It was at the...
Yeah, you would fucking know. You probably Google it. Drone strike it.
Oh, yeah. He has a blueprint of the fucking White House.
It's called the United States Capitol Rotunda.
Oh, God.
Would you go to that if you got an invite? No political
aside. None of that? Oh, then yeah, no, for sure.
Well, I'm saying just like you, Michael Blasson, like, hey, we love your stuff. Do you want to come to this? We have a seat for you.
Does it come with like all this political stuff?
I don't know. It's however you make it. Depends on what you wear.
Well, here's the thing, man. If we're like being all funny for a second, if you go, you're making
your
a stance.
Yeah.
So if we can take all the political shit that I would take online out, then yeah, I'll go.
But like, also, if you don't go, that's a stance.
Yeah, but they don't know I got invited.
Well, I think what you do is you film yourself there, and then you film the president, and you swing back to yourself, and then you start reading tour dates.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. tonight.
That's a great idea. You know, I'm going to, as President Trump's on me, I'm going to stand up like, where are you from? And just try to do a crowd work clip.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Instantly.
Good. And then you look the Secret Service people in the face, and you go, it's time.
Good. Yeah. And then you start yelling your tour dates as they're arresting you. Denver! I'm going to be in Denver!
Denver in 2038 when I'm out of my 10-year sentence? No, you'd be gatted. What, security there must have been tense. Can you DoorDash to the White House?
No.
Like, what if you're an intern there and you're like, oh, man, I want Qdoba.
I think you probably can, but there's no way the guy's going to get in with the quesadilla.
Right, but imagine you're like out front, you're like, I'm out front. You got to go through 19 layers of security.
I mean, can you also imagine the DoorDash guy being like, I can't find you. It's the White House.
The one in the middle. The one with no neighbors.
1600 Connecticut Avenue or Pennsylvania, whatever the fuck it is.
There's got to be tunnels there, yeah? Has to be. Sir. Has to be.
They're lizard people. That's where they need to sleep.
What, do they have a heat lamp? But yeah, like, think about the underground. That's got to be cool. All the tunnels. Because there's not, like, sure, there's, like, the drive in, but it's like, you think they just use, like, a normal street? You think the president of the United States is just waiting at a red light? I think there's tunnels on tunnels.
Of course.
That's so cool.
That's cool. What do you think is inside the tunnel? Like a Dunkin' Donuts?
Probably one.
Do you think there's just a hole in the White House to put your cock in?
I hope.
Yeah, I think Lincoln made it.
For his log? Lincoln log.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
You're hard.
Thank you.
Tesla.
Yeah, I would love... Whoa! I would love to get like a real, real tour of the White House. Not some fucking one where you're in your eighth grade field trip. I'm talking like the real one.
Oh, yeah. Where they have alien bodies?
Well, like, sure, yeah. But like we're like a president, like a previous president was like, oh, this is where shit really goes down. You think the Oval Office is where we make decisions?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Come to this green room. This is where I get my ass eaten on Tuesdays.
Yeah, ass eaten. And then there's just a camera of every country in the world. Just one camera. Just pointing at Russia. Just one ring camera.
What's like the one secret you would want to know as president? Like what they're keeping from the public?
There's so many.
I mean, aliens for sure.
Yeah. Aliens is the easy one.
What would I want to know? Like the moment I get inaugurated, like give me all the info.
Yeah.
I'm going, is JFK alive? Where's Hitler? COVID's not real. Why COVID?
You sound like you're just listing your set list right now.
Okay, so hold on. Inauguration. But what would you want to know before I move on? I move on like I'm fucking.
I think I would just go, I would ask the previous president, what was the hardest thing you had to hold it, like a secret against the Americans? What was like the biggest thing you had to hold?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So many secrets they got to keep. But here's the interesting thing. Do you think they tell anyone? Do you think they tell the president all secrets? You think the FBI is saying things?
I think everybody's in a group chat.
Really?
Yeah.
I think everything's so fucking separated.
Think?
They can't tell the president everything. That one dude knows everything. The president, I don't think the president does anything.
Okay.
Nothing. So I think BlackRock makes choices. And the president goes, I do whatever you need. He's a fucking puppet.
He sounds like Melania.
Funny.
I don't know, man. It just...
Is Melania pissed? She's like, I gotta do this fucking again? I gotta act like I give a fuck about America again for 4 years? Where was she born? Yugoslavia?
I think Cleveland. yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you've already done it,
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm being jokey here, but I guess it is like if you enjoyed it. Like, I don't. Has she ever looked like she enjoyed this? Goddamn.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh. Better get Maaco.
Goddamn. But do you think she ever... Here's the thing. I don't know anything about this, obviously. There's got to be... The power of it, it's got to be intoxicating.
Like, absolutely
crazy.
Well, think about that. You have all the power in the world, then you're out, and then people, they still respect you, but there you don't have as much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You still have a lot of power.
You do, but you don't got first lady power.
Yeah.
You don't got first lady power. That first lady power, dude, oh my God. You think she's cheating on him?
Melania?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
No?
No.
Oh, dude. Are you? I think she's going to Puerto Rico and getting fucking Latin cock on every Wednesday she possibly could.
No.
Oh, she's getting beat up. Oh, yeah. You think Trump's cheating?
Yeah. I think it's the other way around.
I don't know if he can get hard anymore. Put the blue chew ad in right there. I don't know if he can get hard anymore.
I could see him having an assistant who like serves it on a plate. The royal penis. I don't know. Those are the questions I'd want to know. How soon after you get elected are you blowing a load? Yeah. Can you still get hard? You know.
I would want to see the secret passages though. What you were saying.
Absolutely.
About, like, cause shit like that. Yeah, because I think you like move a Lincoln painting and then like a car like comes up from the desk you're sitting in and it goes and then takes you somewhere cool, like a Cinnabon. When was the last time you had a Cinnabon?
I would love to see.
I actually saw like a funny thing where the founding fathers, they all talked in a Philadelphia accent because that's what where they all were. That's really how people got their accent.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine like them writing the Declaration?
We need more water.
Yeah.
I would love to like, you know, when he's out of town, he's like, okay, I'm out of town for 2 days on business. I'd love to be like, can I say that when you're gone? I just want to see what it would be like. Like, imagine taking a shit in the White House.
Yeah,
they got better toilets. They got bidets. Oh, they can wipe my ass.
But I think, yeah. But think about the dumb things like the water pressure.
Yeah,
bro.
What's the shower looking like? Yeah. Can you renovate?
You can, but every single president, they go and they renovate the whole thing.
They do.
Yeah.
So it's just every year it changes.
Well, every 4 years, but yeah.
Well, that's imagine Trump going back. He's like, man, what the fuck did Joe do this for?
No, for real. Why are there beds everywhere? Sleepy. That was a joke.
Yeah.
If Joe Biden doesn't do a mattress commercial, he's a fucking idiot.
That would be
smart.
He's
been dead. He's literally been dead for 3.5 years. Dead.
What do you think he's doing today? First day off. Hey.
Him?
Yeah.
That can't be real.
They have a gold toilet?
Yeah, in 2016, Trump asked for a painting of Van Gogh, and they said no, but they'll get him a golden toilet. 18 karat gold.
I don't know if I'd like peeing in that thing.
Very toilet heavy episode.
Dude, what a weird. Hey, yeah. I'd like a painting. What about a gold toilet?
That's a funny one for one. There? It's like when you like, hey, can I get a Pepsi? Like, we don't have Pepsi, but how about condensed milk?
Yeah.
What? I don't.
What about a can of barbed wire? What?
I know you want a chicken tenders, but we have beef stroganoff. Does that work?
None of that.
What is beef stroganoff?
I'd like a slice of watermelon. How about an AK-47?
He'd take that.
Oh, he definitely would.
Yeah.
I
would love to just hang out there for a week. Just see what goes on in there.
Boring shit.
The White House?
Yeah, I just... Like, you know what? You know what I'd love to do? And this is to jump on your point for a second. I would love to just be next to Trump and just wake up and like live a
day. Not in Pennsylvania, you don't.
No, what?
Not in Pennsylvania, you don't.
Yeah, I'd be on the left side. But I would, you know what I mean?
I just want to
walk around, like shadow him for a day, like an intern.
Yeah. But enough of like, all these like social media entrepreneurs being like, you got to wake up at 4 a.m., ice bath by 5, goals by 6. I want to see what the actual day of a president looks like.
Yeah.
Start to finish. Is somebody bringing him green juice? Is he getting head? What does the presidential bedroom look like? Do they have photos of it?
Well, I think it's different every time. That was good. That's what I was going to say. Like bring up like Obama's bedroom and then bring up like Trump's bedroom. I would like to see the difference. Because they... As far as I know, they redo the whole thing. Because it's your house, dog, for 4 years. You don't be sleeping in someone else's fucking bed.
I know we've said this 1,000 times, but they sleep there every single night. There's no way.
No, they travel a bunch.
Right, but like also like, I try to get this joke to work, and I think it is funny. It is crazy that we know where our president lives. It's crazy we know the highest guy in the U.S. Oh, that's his house.
Yeah. They also have like half an army around it, though.
Right, but like if you're another country and you want to be like, okay... Let's really stir up the pot, you know?
Yeah, but let me say this, though. That's why I don't think it's ever happened, because it doesn't fucking matter, because he doesn't do anything. Uh-huh. If they blew up the thing, does that really destabilize anything? Maybe the stock market will drop a few seconds?
Does it take out the president?
Yeah.
I mean, probably start a war.
Yeah, but that's good for us.
Trev, not only that, they tell you what? When he's there. They put a flag up when he's in the White House.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I need that at my house for hoes. Just a blue chew flag.
That's pretty good. You know how Krispy Kreme has like a hot and ready sign?
Yeah.
That's what you need for hoes.
Yeah.
I'm hot and ready.
does that not blow anyone's mind that we just let everybody know, hey, the highest guy of our state is right there. He's in there. We don't know where, but he's in there.
Yeah. No, I
it's not
I
like hear. His bedroom is like, you know, missile proof.
I think the White House is pretty missile proof. They have anti-missiles.
Ants?
Like, ants? Yeah. And they have anti-missiles like in like around the White House.
Really?
Yeah. To shoot the missiles down.
So if one's coming at it, it shoots up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is true?
You can Google it, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, wow. Dude, it's very well protected.
Let's look at this.
Oh, yeah. This is what we want to say.
This is President Johnson's bedroom compared to Obama's bedroom.
Which where's
left?
Left is President Johnson.
Who the hell's that?
Yeah.
I'm getting a bigger bed.
Obama's room looks really nice, actually.
Do you think they really like cool. run out of closet space? Like, do you think they have the same problems that we do? Like, oh, man, I'm out of hangers.
Yes, but then they just look to the left. They go, bring me hangers or I'll invade Nicaragua.
Yeah, I wonder what the pettiest thing the president has. What's the pettiest thing that's caused like destruction?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I said I want a no pulp hits button. What does that go to? Yeah. I don't know.
Someone's dead somewhere. I'm not sure.
Detroit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
So do you have a picture of Trump's bedroom?
I feel like there's got to be a photo of himself straight above his bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like looking real jacked. He's like, that's what I look like. Just everyone's AI, like, oh, yeah. Pink? That's awesome. That's where's the Oval that? Office. Where's that?
Yeah, that's the Oval Office.
What do they do with all the furniture after? They sell it, dude. Imagine buying an old president's couch.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in museums or existing people's homes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't sleep at the White House.
Wasn't he the first one to not sleep there?
Yeah, he was in like Florida a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. Like, he caught a lot of shit for that. But, like, I wouldn't want to live there either. Like, live in the White... I don't know. It's just, you feel like you're living in an Airbnb. You ever, like, sit in an Airbnb and for too long, you know, you're on a tour, you're there for, like, 5 days. Like, get me home. Like, yeah. You feel like you're living in someone else's shit. Did you see Jake Paul lift up Tyson? It looks like just, like, them celebrating how much they just
made, yeah.
Got us.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's what just lets you know that all this, it's like the day before the fight, they're just group chatting. Hey.
Yeah.
Whatever. But win or lose, you make a fucking
day. Like when they were going through negotiations.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, this looks like best friends.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
It really looks like he's at like Tyson's wedding.
Look at this.
They love each other.
Like, hell yeah. We just made 200 million.
We should start doing this.
Fighting each other?
Yes.
Okay.
But other podcasts, hey, DM them. Hey, we're going to start beef with you guys.
This is good.
We love you. No disrespect. And then we'll hop on the next week. But yo, Basement Yard.
Yeah.
Joe Santagato.
Basement Yard.
More like Forgato. This guy sucks.
And then
I text him and go,
yeah.
Hey, now your turn. And he goes, stiff socks. Pretty limp to me. Those fucking babbling idiots. One guy with a mustache.
Yeah. And one guy with
they're both. You guys are so hot.
Yeah, I hate it. And they're both so funny and talented.
So funny.
Ugh. Basement Yard, they start making fun of themselves.
Yeah, and then we're just in a group chat like, good, good, good.
And then we call Netflix.
Yeah.
I thought that's how most rap beefs happen, but did you see that Drake is suing Kendrick for the Not Like Us?
Yeah, he had like two different lawsuits. He had like one kind of crazy one and then...
Yeah, it's UMG. Or wait, how does this work? Defamation?
It was like defamation, right? Because he, you know, called him a...
Oh, the P word.
Yeah,
it goes into
PDF
file.
Yeah.
That part makes sense. I thought it was just out of pettiness for the song.
Well, there's two different lawsuits. One, it was the petty one. And then they dismissed that one or he took it down, whatever. And then that one, the defamation of the PDF.
And putting his house is crazy. I mean, it's probably very Googleable, but that is nuts.
I will say, one of the funniest things a rapper's ever did. That is a hilarious image to put on.
That's crazy. And they show like every house, every guy in there that lives there. It's nominated for 5 Grammys. It's going to get played at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you think Drake's going to come out at the Super Bowl or do you think it's just going to be like, do you think they're going to try and squash it there or no?
Dude, if Drake comes out during the Super Bowl, it's going to be fucking nuts.
But do you think people would like that or do you think people would be pissed and be like, ah, you should have just left the beef going? Or do you think it would be like Bloods and Crips uniting type type vibe.
You know, my brain always goes immediately to the economy of it. What makes them more money? Them fighting or them getting back together?
If Drake comes out, the views will skyrocket through.
Yeah, but I'm talking about long-term money. If they, well, here's the thing, right? If they make up and they go on tour together, oh my God.
Right.
I mean, they could do just soccer stadiums on cities. Soccer stadiums.
Cities.
You see what, do you listen, hear what Bad Bunny did with his new album? It's fucking incredible. The whole album is like about like Puerto Rico and trying to like big up like kind of like old fashioned-y type of like Puerto Rican music and like making it cool again or whatever. And he was going to go on tour and just said, fuck it. I'm doing a residency in Puerto Rico. Not leaving. And just soccer stadiums.
Oh.
Why can't we do that?
We
could.
Yeah.
We could. We
literally could.
But it's just awesome to be like, world tour, psych, Puerto Rico. You know where I'm at.
Yeah. People will travel
soccer
to
stadiums.
Him.
I know.
But Taylor Swift could do that. Anyone of that magnitude could do that.
Yeah.
If Drake was like, hey, I'm doing Toronto once a week, the same way we do like the Laugh Factory. He could just be like once a week, fucking OVO at the Owl Stadium. Where do they play? Raptors?
Owl Stadium. I have no idea. Oh,
Net Bank, Scotiabank. Scotiabank.
Scotiabank. Yep.
Ooh, Scotiabank.
Scotiabank sounds like the bank that you call and they go, oh, we lost your money.
Yeah.
Scotiabank does not seem like a bank that would keep your money safe.
They would keep it warm though. I feel like Scotia is like, yeah, we got you, man. We got you. And then when you really need it, they're like, we don't got you.
We don't got you.
So what do you think? Drake's gonna come out a halftime show or no?
What I want to happen or what I think's gonna happen? What I think's gonna happen is no. What I want to happen is yes.
I think, right, I agree. I do think he's gonna bring out Lil Wayne. I think he's gonna bring out Wayne for New Orleans.
If they bring out Wayne.
It's New Orleans. Wayne was pissed he didn't get it. I think it would be a good move on Kendrick's part to bring him out, because then they'd be like, dude, you're paying homage to one of the GOATs. Yeah. Lil Wayne in my head is like 53. He's like 34.
But that's such a crazy diss towards Drake.
Oh, Young Money.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Lil Wayne put Drake on.
Right.
That would be crazy. You know what would be insane? If they brought Lil Wayne, everyone thought that was the fucking thing, and then they brought out Drake. If they bring out Lil Wayne and
then
Drake,
they just bring out all Young Money.
Oh, yeah.
Nicki Minaj. Guy,
what's happening?
Dude, Wayne put some people on. If you're Lil Wayne and you put Nicki Minaj and Drake on, and now they are who they are you pissed?
No. Because he owns some of them.
Oh.
So the bigger you get, good, get big, get huge, get massive.
Right.
I get to sit back and collect 2% or whatever the fuck the finder's fee is, or you know what I mean? They signed some deal that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay. Great. It's great. It's like getting, it's like being like a podcast network and getting mad that a podcast is going off. Like, no, go off. I get to do nothing and collect money.
But it's not like he's still tied to them now, but there is stuff that is still tied to him.
Yeah.
Some stuff, yeah, but not Drake's, Drake's last right. albums aren't, but, oh, the, right, but right. the early stuff.
No, I think Lil Wayne is very fine with where he's at. He's a fucking legend.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Who's better rapping, Drake or Lil Wayne?
Drake.
Well, this guy listens to Kid Laroi, so.
Hold on.
Drake's the best rapper.
What the fuck
Drake's
did you just say?
Drake's one of the best rappers in the world.
Ask me this question. Ask me, do I like Lil Wayne or Drake more? Ask me that question. The answer is Drake. But do I think that Lil Wayne is a better rapper than Drake? Yes. And I don't even think it's fucking close.
You think Wayne's better than Drake?
Sir! You're telling me that you think Drake's a better fucking rapper than Lil Wayne? Is insane!
Yes! Drake!
That's a crazy
Drake
take.
Has a line.
I've never been mad at you my whole life. I'm actually furious.
Drake's the best rapper in the world. Drake's the best rapper. Better than Kanye. Better than Lil Wayne.
What's even? Are you trying to get me riled up?
I'm rage baiting everybody.
Okay.
Lil Wayne's undisputably better, but Drake is very good. Drake is so good.
Drake has a line.
I love Drake, but Drake's just too silly. Drake has a line in a song called 4 p.m. in Calabasas. It makes me laugh every time. He goes, "I see Kris Jenner, I beep twice and I wave." I'm like, I don't ever want to hear a rapper beep. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, beeping's crazy.
Waving? Hey, Kris. Shut the hell up. Get a gun.
Waving and beeping. You should say wave beep, and then I go in my glove compartment for my Glock.
Just out.
TikTok. That shit got banded.
Shit got banded, but I'm a bandit. I gave her $1,000, or the band did.
Ooh, ow, I broke my finger. I need a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thirsty. I need Minute Maid.
Oh.
Damn, I'm horny as fuck. Where's Kris Jenner? I'm trying to get laid.
Yeah. No, I listen to more Drake, but I would say
Kris
Wayne
Jenner, I'm trying to get laid.
Kris Jenner, trying to get laid.
Beat. Go ahead, sorry.
I don't get it.
You fucked Kris Jenner.
Who did? Kris Jenner? What's happening?
It was just in my rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
Drake had sex with Kris Jenner?
What's happening right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't known what's been happening for the past 6 weeks.
You think so? You know what? So. I'm gonna get on board with that. I've been off. What
the fuck is going on?
You know, I'll tell you what's going on. We're breathing asbestos.
Yeah.
We're gonna be off.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a mask.
Air quality. Well, the mustache agrees.
Yeah.
The air quality's just not been great. I've been sick. The fires. Can we just start the year off already?
I feel the year starting.
Fucking thank God, dude. If I wake up sick another day,
what's gonna happen? Tell me.
I'm gonna switch out the Dayquil with a revolver.
Okay. And then what?
Nothing.
You know what, dude? I'm gonna start taking.
I don't know what to do with a gun.
I have no idea. If the safety's on, I'm fucked.
Freeze! It's pointing at me. Sorry.
Because realistically, I couldn't even guess where the safety is. I think it's kind of by the trigger. Is that even the trigger? I don't even know.
Kind of like where your thumb would get to.
Really? See, I think it's where by the trigger finger.
Well, it is, but it's like if the trigger's here, it's like kind of right above it.
Oh.
I think.
I think it's right. Like, so this is a
bang, I just want a bayonet. Part? Imagine somebody has a gun with a knife on it, and then instead of shooting you, they stab you. It's like, put me out of my misery quicker.
Yeah.
Shoot me. Somebody's like, ka, 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 ka. See?
Yeah. I mean, getting killed by a bayonet or an arrow is awful.
Arrow's fucked.
Arrow's absolutely fucked.
Arrow's fucked because you're like, is that an arrow coming?
Yeah.
You're and like, is that? No.
It can't be.
In this day and age? Yeah. And it's on fire?
An Apache? Boom.
It is pretty hard. Like, that's like, not hard, like, task-wise. It is hard, but like, hard being like, that's kind of sick.
It is pretty sick. If
like,
you're
off a horse. Ooh. Holy shit.
Dude, you ever rode a horse?
Should we go take
before?
Archery? What?
Have you rode a horse before?
Twice. I hated it.
Really?
I don't like it. I don't know how to control
you
it.
You get a full gallop?
Me or the horse?
The horse.
It was trotting. I didn't know how to like steer it. It was too. It started going off the path.
How many horsepower did it have?
I think one.
I'm crushing. What was I saying? Oh, why? Like, was it like a horse class? Your family was like, let's do horses today?
Yeah, it was a trail. I think it was a family day, yeah.
Family thing?
Trail horse.
I've only been on one horse, but I want to gallop. I want to say, yeah, one time.
Yeah, the field needed to be open. This was a path and it was following along. So it's not doing anything out of its norm.
Did you have to wear a helmet?
No.
I was on a trail. I had to wear a helmet. I'm like, I'm on a date. I went on a date, sit on a horse.
You went on a horse date?
Yeah, and a whore date.
Was she an equestrian?
She was, I guess, that day.
Yeah.
But I was trying to cover the horse dick. So I'm like, this is too big. Don't look at it.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, put a helmet on real. That thing.
Yeah, oh, where? Oh, yeah, you need
to. Put a helmet on his dick.
Yeah,
was
but they made
me
put a helmet
on. That?
Nah, this was, what if it was like 2 weeks ago? No, it was a long time ago.
Where was
like
it?
6 years ago.
Trail? Sand?
What's up?
Was it on like the beach or like a trail?
Oh, no, trail. Trail. I think it's that horse place on Laurel, like Laurel Canyon.
I don't know they had a horse place.
Oh, yeah, they got a horse place. But it was like six horses. And I was like trying to spit game to the girl, but she was behind me. So what do you think about it? It has no idea. Can't hear anything.
You guys didn't want to share a horse? And she holds on like a Harley?
That would be hot.
Yeah. Fuck. Hold on. There's a ditch ahead. I got it. What is this?
What is this?
Did you guys see this? It's J.O. Jack and Joggers for only $100.
Well, dude, I can make those for free.
Wait, so that's just...
I just put on my pajamas, rip my fucking pants like I'm Hulk Hogan, and go to town. I gotta pay for these?
So wait, there's a glory hole in your pants?
Are these actually for jerking off?
Yeah,
well, I don't know what else they'd be for. A colonoscopy?
Maybe. Or getting head.
So wait, you just zip those down and then you can jerk?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, even if you see a guy walking into a library with those, call the cops.
Did you say library?
What'd I say?
You said library.
Don't do this to me.
I'm sorry.
What? Library? Library? Library?
Oh, holy shit, they're sold out.
Library. Well, dude, they sell those in double XL. Holy shit.
I think they have to be double XL. You can't wear like skinny those.
You got a small cock.
I guess, but it's got to be inconspicuous. Dude, how fucking sad are you if you're buying jerk-off pants? Go to the restroom like a normal American and drop your pants and fucking come on the lips of a goddamn toilet seat.
Yeah, aren't all pants jerk-off pants?
Nah, but these are like...
You no, can look fit at that.
You tell me if I take this all the way down, I can't. No, like man, if only there was a bigger hole.
Like, yeah, but the bigger hole gets everything out of there.
How big do they think their dicks are?
Excuse me?
What?
What did you say?
How big do they think dicks are? I mean, that hole's massive. It's like a crater. That's like, if your pants ripped that much, you'd go home. Like, if you're at a bar and they ripped that much, you'd go home.
You would have to. Or you just lean into it. Say, my dick was hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a convertible for your cock.
Well.
You missed what I said. That's a convertible for your cock.
Drop top.
There you go.
Drop top. What were you going to say?
I said, I don't know.
ZocDoc? Put in the app. Dude, but what you could do, which is cool, you could get head while wearing your pants.
See, that's what an alpha would say these pants are for. If they're for jerking off, you're a loser. And you used to work at GameStop.
Right.
But these are head pants.
And here's the biggest flaw. The underwear. Pants.
What?
The underwear.
Oh, you got to rod out your pants. Well, they need to sell a 1-2 combo. They need to sell jerk-off boxers.
Why don't they just have rip-off pants?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I like this. Okay. You know how they have rip-off pants with buttons down the side?
Uh-huh.
Pants where they have a rip-off patch right here, and it's just a square patch with buttons, and you can just rip it off and your cock's out.
That's great. But...
Hey, kids!
But can I ask you this?
Nothing?
Can I ask you this? You know how little kids...
I just... A heinous crime, I just said. And nobody laughed. Now I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
Okay.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
This is what I... Can I just... Hold on. I'm going to forget this if I don't say it. You know how little kids have mittens and they have the little clamps on their jackets?
Weird segue.
But let me hear. But that pitch you had, you need the little mittens clamp because you're going to lose that piece.
Yeah.
You ever like be taking off your clothes fast when you're having sex and you're like, where the fuck are my...
Where does it go?
That's what I'm saying.
Where does it go? There's like a thong in your fan?
Yeah.
How the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah. Your clothes over there with hers and you're picking through like, is this my thong or yours?
Why are panties so wet all the time? Big flex. Why are panties all wet all the time?
Yeah, but sometimes...
Discharge? Dick charge.
But...
I'm Michael.
Hey. I got nothing. But what I'm wondering is, you know, sometimes women just be wet the same way guys are just randomly hard?
Yep.
Like, what's turning you... What?
I don't think girls are randomly wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your girlfriend lives on the other side of the country. I don't know why you're telling me this.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
They are. Like, you'll just be fooling around.
Anytime a girl like, watches one of my clips, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they randomly are. And you'll be like you ever just like kind of just down there and you're just like, you ever just laying in bed naked and you're kind of bored and you're just like, man, what's going on down there? And it's just wet. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
We're watching Maury.
You throw a fucking clarinet in there?
Yeah. What? Why is it?
Play old McDonald's.
So, yeah. So to our ego, we're like, yeah, she only wet around me. No.
No, she's not.
She gets wet watching a rain cloud.
I mean, literally. She had a DMV getting her fucking driver's license renewed. Wet. Man.
But can women feel if they're wet?
Yeah. Dude, women feel when the blood's coming out.
Women feel everything.
I know. Well, the women feel too much. A girl saying fuck in your ear might be the hottest thing ever. Oh,
fuck.
Fuck. Oh, my God. My girl played a fucking trick on me today. She gave me head for 14 seconds.
What type of trick is that? All trick, no treat?
All trick, no treat. And I knew she was going to do it. I knew it. She was like, she had to leave in literally 2 minutes to get to a hair appointment. And she's like, come on. I was like, dude.
Hair? You worried about the wrong head, girl.
Hey! It was funny.
I said, you worried about the wrong... So jokingly, were you naked or were you guys
no.
kissing around?
Weren't even kissing around.
What the hell?
She was just seated on the couch. And
were you wearing the J.O. joggers?
I should have been.
You repeated that.
I wasn't wearing the J.O. joggers. I couldn't remember what the fuck it was. Yeah, but it was funny, but also like I feel blue balls coming on a bit. I need to like jerk off in the bathroom or something. I know. Yeah. It was like ha 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 funny. And then I was like, oh fuck, now I'm horny. That's the bad part. It's like, I wasn't even horny.
But you would have been horny regardless. You would have went on Instagram and been like, well.
I know, guys. Leave me alone, dude.
Yeah. You know how they have like parental supervision controls for like teens watching football?
Yeah.
Football. Jesus Christ, dude. See, this is the thing I'm talking about. I feel so dumb these past couple weeks. I don't know what's going on. Dude, this sickness, I'm tired.
Yeah. We're breathing in wood right now.
I feel so dumb and I hate feeling dumb.
You know what?
I feel dumb. I'm breathing all... Like...
but you're not dumb and you don't look dumb. And I think you're performing really well.
I'm trying, man.
You're trying and you're succeeding.
I'm going to fucking put a 5-hour energy in my ass at the break. We need parental supervision on our Instagram, but for work mode. You know, you put your phone in do not disturb.
I love this.
I want do not horny mode.
Are you no case?
For today I was. I did.
Hey!
I used it for a video.
No case. So what's up? Welcome. Welcome to the fucking crew, dude.
Yeah, I'll put the case. The reason I like a case, so I put my set list sometimes behind the clear.
Yep.
But what was I saying? Yeah, we need a do not horny mode on the phone. Any horny text, any horny Instagram, it's just straight down the middle, just work. Only thing on my grid is men.
Motivation.
Motivated men.
There you go.
Yeah.
Motivated
Pit
men.
Bulls and fire hydrants.
Elon Musk's doing.
Yeah, weights, metal.
Yeah, tractors.
Equations.
Iguanas.
No tits.
Zero. Huh. I would love it. Just put on no tit mode.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
NTM.
AI, for sure, and the algorithm, knows what the video is attempting to do. If it's using sexuality to get views, it knows that.
Turn it off.
So turn it off.
And then around 11:45 p.m., turn off work mode. We're going tit mode.
Here's the problem.
I don't want to see one crowd work clip. Only pussy.
But that's the problem.
No, it ain't.
No. But that's the problem about what we do. I don't want that to exist because then all of a sudden, people are like, okay, no tit mode. Also, no like entertainment mode. I'm going strictly motivation. Then all of a sudden, crowd work clips don't pop up. Sketches don't pop up.
For you.
Yeah, but I'm saying—
But there's a lot of people who are at work who hate their job and they go, you know what?
I love this.
Entertainment mode.
I love this.
Give me only crowd work clips.
I love this.
Give me only girls eating watermelons, bouncing up and down on a medicine ball.
What is that?
Was that too specific?
Yeah, but I liked it.
It's so easy. You know how we always start videos with like a hook or a try to?
Mm-hmm.
Girls are genius. All the girls that promote you to a different website, they start the video by like jumping. Yeah. So the tits are moving and you're like, oh, what am I going to scroll away from
can't,
this?
Can't.
What is she in an earthquake? Are you safe?
Yeah. Do you need my
help? Hey, here's the best things to get at Trader Joe's. Fuck Trader Joe's.
Yeah. It should. The caption should say, fuck Trader Joe's, look at my tits.
It's so funny when it's like a thirst trap and then the comments like, what's your favorite color? And you're like, colors? What the hell?
White. Semen.
Oh. I thought you were going.
Do not cut that out.
I thought you were going Elon Musk.
I know.
You guys want to do a sock talk?
There we go. Keep all that in.
This is from Jacob. He says, I found some pretty weird shit on the hub, but the one that lives in my head rent free is the girls that are so flexible they can give themselves cuddlingus.
I've watched it.
Thoughts?
What do you mean thoughts? I've watched it. I've sketched it. I love it. Congratulations. They don't even have to take ribs out of their fucking cage.
I mean, dude,
it is crazy. It's literally like women just eating sushi, but instead of sushi, it's their own fucking pussy.
Roly poly, holy.
Holy. Dude, it is
Pull it up.
I can't. I'm horned up right now.
You're half a ball deep. Why not finish it?
Let's go.
That's the same woman. You don't even need men at this point. That's her? Dude, wait, hold on. Are we sure this isn't a Zach King video?
Buddy, it might be. I think it might be.
This is an illusion.
It's not an illusion. I've literally watched
what
this.
What the hell?
Hold on, go back. I've literally watched this video. Can you go? Thank you. I've literally watched this video. Yes, yes, yes. Because it has literally everything I need. Girl.
She looks like a crab.
It does.
Wait, how does she go? It
looks like not her feet.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like, you know, when those like games where like somebody puts their hands behind and
then somebody's hands go.
Is this really her? I need to see her get up and off the bed.
Oh, dude, you might be right, bro.
Look at her back goes off the bed.
Oh, fuck. You might be right. I'm pissed.
I don't know. See the
beginning. No, you are right. Because she's literally 290 degrees.
Yeah.
Go to another one. Now I'm just investigating. See, that one looks real.
Oh, John.
John, don't look. You're married.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh!
Hold on. I don't know if this is real.
I think that's real.
That is real.
Can we put this on YouTube?
Definitely not, but.
Oh, hold on. We can show some birthing last week?
You know what's crazy?
girl's so
Is this
hot.
Real? She's fine. Is this real? Is this real or is there a hole in the bed?
I think it's real.
All right, I don't. Why do we need to?
All right, Jack, this is getting crazy. Yeah. Get out of here.
I didn't know that cunnilingus means eating vagina.
Okay.
Why did you read that like you're in fourth grade?
Did you know that that's what that meant?
What did you think it meant? I thought it meant sex. It was a fucking menu item at Olive Garden? What are you talking about? What did you think cunnilingus was?
Like just having coitus.
Coitus and cunnilingus would sound like they'd be boys. They'd be next to each other at a deli, like in the meat section. Cunnilingus, yeah. I confuse it for coitus a lot. Yeah. Coitus is a great way.
What a dumb word.
Trying to have some coitus after this. Clapped out by coitus. Coitus clap town.
Oh, it's Latin for vulva.
And it's Latin for horny.
The verb
it's Latin
to
for,
lick. Lingere means to lick. And so it's a.
Oh, cunnilingus is Latin?
So if a sign says no lingering, they mean no fingering. God
damn!
Hooters came.
Okay.
Funny to say who just came after you came. Who the hell just came?
Well, here's the thing. What if you have a short-term memory loss and you actually don't know who came?
Bro.
Oh, fuck! Who done came on the ground?
Dude, that's so funny.
Going to your kid's room. Hey, did you come on the ground again?
Dude, if you have Dad. Dementia and you're like fucking a girl, you're like, man, whose pussy is this? The girl's like, well, are you dirty talking me or no?
Yeah, you have no idea. Literally have no idea.
Yo, whose pussy is this? No, for real. I have no idea who this
is. Yeah, just my aunt. Someone tell me.
I always thought it would be cool to be the girl on 50 First Dates. Just live your life and don't even remember what happened.
It'd be fucking awful. It would literally be awful, dude. Every day you wake up, you go, what's my name? Where am I? I mean, awful.
But no, she lives in like a day that she already thinks is like she thinks it's like October 15th or something every day.
No, I know, but she wakes up and she doesn't know anything. No
she
name,
doesn't know
no
it. She doesn't know it.
Excuse I'm me? Getting horny and confused. Move on.
I can't, the video, the first video you showed is seared into my brain right now.
Yeah, thank
I
you.
I can't
for
think of anything else.
All right, so this secret sock. When I go to my friend's house, and I would go to their family's dirty hamper and sniff the girl's underwear.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly,
we've
dude,
all been a young lad.
Yeah, when you're a young lad, nothing surprises me.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. If someone dude wrote in and was like, hey, when I was in sixth grade, I would shove wind chimes in my ass. I'd be like, yeah, man.
Dude, I'd
Sounds
smell
good.
A bra and a mannequin at a Macy's if I was alone by myself long enough.
I would I dressed a pillow up in my mom's lingerie, and I don't even know if it was clean. So I probably did the same thing. I got no problem with
Do
that.
Do bras get dirty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tit sweat?
Not tit sweat, whole milk.
Oh, yeah, if they're lactating?
Yeah. Or if they're just messy eaters. They spill like Jell-O on or something. Or like bolognese.
Yeah.
Can a woman just like wear a bra? I know a sports bra, the answer is yes. But like, I mean, I guess it is. It's not illegal, but like, when was the last time you saw like a woman just like wear a bra out? How come you don't see that more?
Inauguration.
You can see it. Well, what you'll see is you'll see a bra and then like a blazer over.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
mismatch. Like, ooh, sexy, but flirty, but professional.
Yeah, you know what my favorite thing is? Is like you see the bra and then like the shirt is sheer over it. Just like a black sheer shirt over the, oof, freaking Christ almighty. I'm backed up.
Get one out.
I can't.
Well, you have an office.
There's no way I can jerk off on everyone.
Go to your little oval office. Use your two ovals and have yourself a day.
About to make that bitch a square. What a fun fucking episode, man. You know what? I learned a lot. Did you?
Always.
Learned a lot. Ups, downs, twists, turns. Bitcoin's up. Now it's fucking down. Go hawk to a coin. Pump and dump. That's only my first and second daughter. Both of them. Pump and dump. Pump and dump.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, that's it. That's an episode. Thank you so much. You know, as I always say, you guys are the reason this podcast still exists, obviously. And as a friendly reminder, guys, we have a Patreon, drops every Friday ad-free, 4 freaking episodes a goddamn month for only $5 a month. It's incredible. Obviously, that is ad-free. We get a little more wild on a bitch because no one we know is, for the most part, family members listen. So, go do that. It's patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And if you're an Apple person, just swipe that face and it populates into the catalog. That is it. Guys, come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blossom on tour. We love you guys. Big old dick!